Hello everyone, welcome back to Mishnah's Tainus Piri Gimel Chapter 3, Seder to Anios Eli, Mishnah Zion. It is generally forbidden to make requests of God on Shabbos, because doing so distracts from the restful quality of the day. The Mishnah lists emergencies for which this is permitted. Al Eilu Masrurim b'Shabbos, for these calamities we cry out in prayer, even on Shabbos. Although the Mishnah uses the word Masrurim, which usually means sound, the shofar, that is not its meaning here, because it is rabbinically prohibited to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Al Ir Shehekafia Goyim Enohar, for a town that was surrounded by hostile Gentiles. The text of the Mishnah recorded in the Gemara reads Gaius, which is a military unit, or for a town next to a rising river that threatens to flood it. Valasfina Hamaterefes Bayoim, Bayam, or for a ship that is tossing in a storm at sea and is in danger of sinking. Since the danger is imminent, we cannot wait until Shabbos. Rather, we cry out in prayer on Shabbos itself. The next Tana disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Le Ezra v'loy litzaka. We may call people to gather on Shabbos for the purpose of helping those in trouble. To assemble people for the purpose of saving those in danger, all agree that we may violate Shabbos even by blowing shofars or trumpets if necessary, because saving life overrides Shabbos prohibitions. But not for the purpose of crying out in prayer, since we cannot be sure that these prayers will be answered. The sages did not allow such prayer on Shabbos even in these cases. A dispute about another type of calamity. Shimon HaTimni Oimer, Af Ala Dever, Shimon the Tema the Timonites, I guess I didn't write a Timonite, okay, says that we may cry out on Shabbos for the plague as well. V'lohoidi loy chachamim. But the sages did not agree with him. Mishnah Ches. Mishnah continues. Al kaltzara shaloi tovoi ala tzibur masriyan aleihem. For every calamity that might befall the community, that is, for every calamity that threatens the community, we fast and sound the shofar. Basically, the saying, calamities that might fall before the community is literally that will not befall the community. The sages often uses expressions of this type to avoid saying that troubles will befall the Jewish people. That's what it means. We fast and blow the shofar for any serious calamity besides those listed earlier in the chapter, such as disease, exorbitant taxes, and government decrees that forbid the performance of mitzvahs. Chitz marov gishamim, except for excessive rain that causes hardship. For an example, people must leave their homes due to rising waters. Even in such a situation, we do not ask God to stop the rain, as shown in the story that follows, but does not damage the crops. This chitz marov gishamim, except for excessive rain that causes hardship, but does not damage the crops. Since rain is actually a blessing, we do not ask God to end it unless it causes actual harm. What does the Mishnah say regarding actual harm? The Mishnah refers to Eretz Yisrael, where the makeup of the land is such that all rain is essentially beneficial. Even if the people do not perceive it as such and find it burdensome, in other lands, though, where too much rain causes damage, we do pray for it to end. That's what the Mishnah says, actually a blessing regarding rain. An incident in which this law was applied in practice. Masa she'omri loy l'choni ha'magel ha'hispalel she'yerdu g'shamim. It once happened during a drought that they said to Honey the Circle Maker. Basically, he was giving the name as a result of this story. I'm sure everybody knows the story of Honey Amagol, that he made a circle around and it started raining. I guess we're going to see further in the Mishnah why he was called Circle Maker. So, it once happened during a drought that they said to Honey Amagol, the Circle Maker, pray that rain should fall. Amalahem, tzu v'chnisi tanirei pesachim b'shvil shelo yimoiki. He said to them, go outside and bring in the ovens that will be used for the Pesach offerings, so they will not dissolve in the rain. In those times, portable ovens made of clay were kept outdoors in courtyards. This incident took place at the end of Adar, when they had just built new ovens in which to roast the Pesach offering of the following month. The clay had not yet hardened, so it would dissolve in the rain. Honey Amagol was so confident that his prayers would be answered right away that he told people to prepare for a great downpour. Hispalel v'lo yardi geshamim. Actually, what happens? He prayed, but rain did not fall. Me'asa, what did he do? Og uga v'umad v'amad b'soicha v'amar lefanav. He drew a circle on the ground, stood inside it, and sat before Hashem. Ribbono shel olam, banecha, somi paneim alei, she'ani kven bayis lefanecha. Master of the universe, your children turned their faces toward me to pray for them, because I am like a member of the household before you. That is, they did not ask me to pray because I am great in scholarship or other accomplishments. Rather, they turned to me because I am so frequently in your presence during prayer that I seem like a member of your household and have easy access to you. Hey, wow. Nishba ani v'shimcha ha'gadol she'eini zoz mikan at she'terachem ol banecho. I swear by your great name, Hashem, that I will not move from here until you have mercy on your children. Hischilu gishamim menatfin. Rain began to drizzle down. Amazing. Amaloi, kach she'alti elu gishmei boiros shichin imo'orois. He said, I did not ask for such rain, for drizzle, but rather for rain that will fill the pits, ditches, and vaults. Basically, the vault is where drinking water is stored. Hischilu leirei b'za'af. Rain began to fall furiously. Amar loy kach she'alti elu gishmei ratzon b'rochon davo. He said, I did not ask for such rain, but rather for rain of goodwill, blessing, and kindness. Yardu kesiknon, rain fell normally and continued falling. At sheyotze Yisrael miYerushalayim laharabayis mipnei hagishamim. Until Jews had to leave their homes in Jerusalem for the higher ground of the Beis HaMikdash because of the rain. Bova amriloi, they came and said to Choni Amagol, kishem she'espalalta aleim she'yer dikach espala she'yel chalachen. Just as you prayed for rain to fall, pray that it should go away. Amalaen, tse'u iru'u im nimchais evan hatoyim. He said to them, go out and see whether the stone of the lost has been erased and covered by the water. This was a large stone in Jerusalem upon which a person who found a lost object would stand and announce his find. One who had lost such an item would receive it if he could offer proof that it was his. Since his stone was on a high level, it would not be covered by water unless there had been a flood. Only then was Choni Amagol prepared to ask God to stop the rain. Shalach Lev Shimon ben Shatach, Shimon ben Shatach sent him the following message. Ilamole choini, ata gozarna lechonidu. Were you not choini, a man who renounced for righteousness, I would put you under a ban for speaking disrespectfully to God. Why did he say that he was being disrespectful? Choini said, I did not ask for such rain, not only once, but twice. A ban of excommunication is pronounced on a person who does not show proper respect for a Torah scholar. All the more so, one on who does not show proper respect for God. This was basically said that he was being disrespectful. That's what Shimon ben Shatach told Choni Amagel. Avol ma es alecha, but what shall I do to you? For you act like a young child before God, and so he fulfills your wishes, just like a young son who makes requests before his father, and his father fulfills his wishes. Even though a young child often words his requests improperly, his father nevertheless fulfills his request. That is amazing, guys. You know, even though sometimes we ask for from Hashem things that improperly, he still will give it to us. That basically shows us that we can always change for the best. Wow, sometimes we have to take out stuff out of proportion over here. Well, Alecha Kosev Oimer, it was about people like you that scripture states, Yismach avicha ve'imecha v'soga yoladetecha. May your father and your mother be glad, and may she who bore you rejoice. A parent who would be proud of a child like you, since Hashem answers your requests, he is clearly pleased with you, and I will not place you under a ban. At Kan Mishnah Ches. Thank you for listening, everyone.